Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
Today, Motivate Me celebrates 100 episodes. And what am I going to do? Give you a pep talk.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100th episode of Motivate Me with Lynette Renda. I'm super excited that you're here, and I do have a quote that I'd like to kick today's show off with. It's actually a quote from the Dalai Lama, and he says, "In order to carry a positive action, we must develop a positive vision." Now, that concept is nothing new, and as I've said before, when we talk about mapping your brain on the show, and we talk about doing a vision board, and we talk about your subconscious achieving what your conscious mind sets in place, I've always said this is not a new concept. I've said you've heard about it from Aristotle and Shakespeare and Dr. Dyer and Tony Robbins, all sorts of people. And here it is, right from the Dalai Lama. So today we are celebrating a pretty fantastic milestone. It does mark our 100th episode. And in preparation for today's episode, I went back and I listened to the very first episode I recorded, which is episode 000. So technically this makes episode 101. But I went back to see how true to my initial goal have I been staying, and to see how our show has evolved in these past 4 months and over the last 100 episodes, to reflect on the guests and the content that we've shared together. When I first started Motivate Me, and I was really trying to narrow down exactly what it was I wanted to motivate people to do, I don't think I realized the depths that I would reach, the depths into my own person and that of others, all of you. I mentioned in episode 000 that I'm not here to motivate you to lose 50 pounds or to throw your cigarettes out or to stop drinking. You may include these as goals once you and your life turns direction. One message that I hope to convey is that I don't judge you. And I hope that you aren't judging yourself too harshly either. The other message that I hope to convey is that life is about choices. And you can choose to create the life you want to be living, or you can choose to make excuses about why you're not. My goal is to simply help you see that, to show you other people who are doing it, to motivate you to make your life as exciting and filled with passion, as fun and loving and meaningful as you want it to be, to have you take a sincere look at your life and ask yourself if this is truly as good as it gets, if this is what you really want to be doing, to help you find a version of life that is truest to you, based on what you want and not what others tell you you should want. I want you to want to wake up each day. I want you to feel excited, like at the start of a new relationship, where you feel lighter on your feet and full of energy. When you pull new things into your life, small surprises start popping up for you. This could be meeting somebody who is inspired by what you're doing in life, or an invitation of some kind, the making of a new friend, or the completion of a task that before seemed scary or cumbersome to you. This all starts with the relationship, though, that you have with yourself. And my daughter made a few critical points on a previous episode when she said people need to, A, be selfish for a minute.
And be your own best friend. I could not agree with her more. You will be excited. Excited because maybe you have started writing stories that people can be empowered by, like Adrian. Excited because you're making choices in your daily life that you know would make your loved ones who have passed proud, like Suzanne, with her mom who she continues to be so inspired by. Excited because you have discovered a new passion, like bringing awareness about depression after cancer treatment out into the public, like Karen. Who are these three women, by the way? They're members of the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, our private group on Facebook. And these are some of the topics we're talking about. So please feel free to join us there. You know, when I started Motivate Me, there was an expectation for me to select my audience. So I had women between the ages of 33 and 55 in mind. Women who needed ideas and encouragement to rekindle their lives and start living and not just doing things for others. But I greatly struggled with this concept of creating this specific avatar, as they say, for my listening audience, because to me, we are all one. And we are all in search of the same thing, living a life that means something, that has highs higher than the lows, living a life that teaches us things, a life that means something. We all want this place and our person to have meaning, to be seen and heard, to be significant. We all want to have fun and to be happy, and for most of us, to make people smile. So because of this, I can't select one type of audience when I know there is a 20-something-year-old girl out there who is going through a hard time and the message of this show is helping her. Christina, I'm sorry poor John and I missed you in Atlantic City. I hope you like the picture I took with your sister. I can't disclude, even just in my own mind, the males who are finding value here, like the hockey player in Missouri. And I don't want to ignore the fact that there's a 30-year-old mom out there whose child is homebound, and yet she's finding inspiration listening here, taking time to bring running back into her life. So my thing is, I do have a clear picture of my audience. It's all of us. It's everyone. There is something I've been most surprised about when interviewing almost 100 people about their passions, and that's the connection I am seeing between passions and serving others. I've had many guests where this is more obvious, those who are involved with humanitarian efforts, like Megan Arneman, who works for AmeriCorps. Her episode will air tomorrow. Also like Horatio and Jamie Pacheco. They fall into this category as well as a few others. And then there are all of the coaches I've interviewed. Athletic coaches, business coaches, health and wellness, life coaches. But then there are other less obvious, like Aaron, who loves to do comedy, and Renee, who is a performing flamenco dancer. All of the writers. The list goes on and on. But what I could not help but notice was that with each, why they loved doing what they were doing was because of the positive way in which it helped others. This is a concept that I have a feeling will develop further for me during my 50-state tour of the United States that departs on May 2nd. I told you in that very first episode, and I don't know about you, but I can hear the fear and vulnerability and honesty in my voice when I said that I don't know where this journey is going to take me or how we are going to make it sustainable. While opportunities are starting to arise for me and the show, since announcing the big news about our 50-state tour, conversations between sponsors have begun. Relationships with nonprofits have formed. And current relationships with friends and peers are taking new shape. I am in no rush to make decisions, and I will engage only in those that benefit you all. And the beauty of it is, as decisions are being made, you will get to see them materialize throughout the episodes. Coming soon, there will be a Motivate Me product line that I am super excited about. Something else that's in the works that I plan to have on the road with me is my book, Motivate Me, Envision, Explore. I'm sure you can piece together the plan to write Motivate Me, Execute after my return from what I already know is going to be a trip of a lifetime. I'm just moving forward one step at a time, but you know, I've only just begun and my life has already completely changed direction. How did I do it, you ask? Well, one of the things I did is really just take Deepak Chopra's advice when he says, believe and work hard. And I am still so focused on my original mission. And it's all of you I have to thank for keeping me motivated. You inspired me each and every day, and you continue to, and I thank you for that. Before I leave you today, I would like to acknowledge those of you who find yourselves struggling. Whether there has been a tragedy in your life, a divorce, an illness, whether you are missing someone who is far away or who may never return, whether you are mourning the loss of a friendship or work three jobs to make ends meet. Hear me when I say that life has the most amazing way of turning itself around. And it can happen in one split second. It can happen in the start of a new relationship, in the start of a new job, in achieving a goal, in the contents of a letter, or the contents of a lottery ticket. Don't give up. Try your best to find the lessons and the learning in it all. And dream. Continue to put yourself and your ideas out into the world because you never know who could hear you, who could help, how your life could change in that one split second. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for finding value in us. And thank you for making me feel that I am making some small difference in this crazy world. For your go-do, everybody. I want you to look around in your world. To whom can you give the gift of listening? Thank you so much. And please remember, you motivate me. I'm your host, Lynette Renda.